When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yes, hello.
Hello, and, whatever you're up
to. We've took a break from Rosie sitting ordering Christmas presents, even though it's time to do the podcast, haven't we?
Chris, there's a Royal Mail strike.
Swear to God.
I'm doing all of my shopping online.
Sit you in front of a laptop to do anything, to do the podcast, and you will do anything but the podcast.
Right. All right, fair enough. In my defence, I don't get a lot of laptop time.
Oh, is that it? Don't get
kids,
time.
Man. Fucking kids.
You don't get laptop time, do you not?
I don't get laptop time.
Oh, no, it doesn't get laptop time.
Anyway, yes. It's nearly Christmas.
It's nearly Christmas. Hey, is everyone else's toddler ripping fucking stuff off their tree every 5 seconds? Because ours is. Three glass baubles, the little twat smashed. Three glass baubles. Sick of them.
He smashes them.
Drops them, picks them up. If they're plastic, he picks them up, he leaves loose and they bounce. And he goes, oh, these bounces are great. And if they're glass, if they're glass, he drops them, they're smashed.
Which ones has he broke?
The fucking ones that are in the recycling bin.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, so he just drops them, smashes them and looks at me as if to go, didn't bounce, dickhead.
Were they dead nice ones? Because I need to know, because they need replaced.
Yeah, they were dead nice ones. Dead nice glass ones that you put at the bottom, even though they were glass, which is a very silly thing to do when you've got a child,
didn't think it through, did I?
Very silly. But there we go. So hope everyone's enjoying that. Cats are apparently a nightmare for Christmas trees.
I saw a video online of somebody who was like, right, they hung the Christmas tree from the ceiling.
Yes.
Thinking the cat wouldn't get it, and the cat just climbed up and jumped.
Fantastic. If anything, that's a challenge, isn't it? It's like, look, I'll put up here for you. Enjoy.
Merry Christmas, Ninja Warrior. That's what it was like.
Yeah. Well,
looks a lot easier than it is, Ninja Warrior, doesn't it?
No, there's not one part of that looks easy.
Oh, I watch it sometimes and I think, that's alright.
Right, yeah, when
but then going to do it, I would just die.
Did I not tell you Chris Kamara asked me to do the celebrity one once?
No, you've never told me that.
I was just like, I love the show. I was like, I really enjoy it. He was like, oh, come on, come and do the celebrity one. I was like, absolutely not. I was like, I like watching it. I don't like starting it and hurting myself.
Who would have done that? Water.
I think they did it. I'm sure
Olympians.
They did a celebrity one. Yeah, exactly. It's like,
who
would
get
them
to do that? Like,
unless it's like, you know, like Celebrity Mastermind, where the questions are like much easier than the normal Mastermind.
But it would be terrible.
Imagine it was just, imagine it wasn't, they're like, it's Celebrity Ninja Warriors. Everyone excited? And it's just like a child's play area in place of that.
Soft play.
It's just, yeah, it's just like soft play. And it's just like fucking, I don't know, me and Will Mellor. Fucking out of breath with a stitch.
Speaking of Will Mellor, Strictly on a Sunday,
it felt weird that. I woke up today, I didn't know what was going on.
No,
it's Monday
I know.
Now, as we record this, it's Monday. Didn't know what the fuck was happening.
Oh, we're going to give a shout out to the lads.
To the lads.
The footy lads.
Yes, Hardlines England. The referee was a twat.
He's played
very well.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
They played so much better than the other team, and I'm not a football person at all, as you can tell.
You know what? Neither of us are football people, but you were getting.
You think you are now.
Well, obviously, I mean, not only an athlete, you know, Ninja Warrior style, but also football man, but football guy. You were getting very angry in the house. Oh, you were screaming at that referee.
He was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was absolutely ridiculous.
That's the thing. So you're a bit like me with, you know how I don't like, sometimes I don't want to watch Strictly because I claim I don't like it because I've been on it and I don't like, it's not relaxing for me sitting down and watching Strictly because I get all the memories of how fucking hard it was. You're like, I don't know, you're watching football. Oh God, fucking come on then.
I've never lied about getting into it.
You were shouting more than me.
I used to go to the match with my dad and my dad sits in the loud corner. How I've been brought up.
The loud corner.
Yeah, it is. At the Stadium of Light, my dad's a massive Sunderland fan. I think it's the North? I might be wrong. Anyway, you always sat. I think he still sits in the loud bit.
No offense to any Sunderland fans who go to the match. That I'm sure you all think your bit's the loud bit, right?
He doesn't sit there anymore. Do you know where he sits now?
Oh, his black cat's bar.
Old and can't be arsed.
Old and can't
sits
be
in the bar.
Nah, unbelievable.
Still there though, I guess.
Unbelievable. Aye. Listen, speaking of Strictly.
Yes.
You filmed your Christmas special.
Yes.
You filmed the Christmas special Strictly. Yeah. I went down and watched.
Broke both my legs.
Lovely to be back. Well, no, let's not joke. Obviously, we can't give too much away. It will be edited quite well on the telly, but they did have to stop Rosie's dance halfway through because she did soil herself. soiled herself on the dance floor. Neil slipped in it. Tess and Claudia ran over to try and sort it out. They slipped in it as well. I got up, I ran over, I slipped in it. Everyone slipped in it. Just human shit and celebrities rolling around. They'll edit it out.
You'll not even notice.
But it had to be filmed on a different day.
Yeah.
She soiled herself so violently from exercise that everyone just slipped in her shit. But with the magic of telly, you'll not know. Unless you go on that Strictly Spoiler website and they've got photos.
They know that about the shit explosion. I'm dreading watching it.
Why?
Because when I went up to Claudia's bit, the costume that I had on, me tit look massive. That's massive. I could see myself on the screen and all I could see was a pair of fucking tits in my head. And I just thought, do you know what it is? It's all I could see. She was talking to us now, I just couldn't stop looking at myself in the reflection.
Dancing the Jive, Neil Jones and Rosie Ramsey tits.
basically what it was. Big up to Neil.
Oh, yeah.
What a lovely guy.
Yeah.
Honestly. Great.
All the dancers on there. Lovely people. It was nice to see everyone again. Seeing everyone again. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
everyone was so lovely. Such a good team. Yeah. It's such a camaraderie.
Camaraderie.
I did tell Stefania, who books the show, she books all the celebrities, I did tell her that as soon as I get paid, she's getting blocked.
Yeah.
Because
she keeps trying to get you to do the main
wants
show.
Wants to do the main show. And I honestly, everyone was like, why don't you do the main show? Why? I was like, I'm a lazy bitch. You're seeing a very small part of me here,
yeah.
And I'm already knackered. I am a lazy, lazy, lazy bitch.
It's because you're not an athlete. I'm obviously an athlete.
That full show.
Top flight athlete. Managed to do the full thing. 13 weeks.
You are great. You are literally great.
I thought I was going to die. You did 1 week. Soiled yourself. Made a fool of yourself. In fact, they'll not ask you for your back. We'll not get the stains out of that floor. Listen, it is episode 198. Are you soiling yourself with excitement for Christmas? Because we are. Is everyone excited? We're excited. It's time for this
week. I'm kind of excited.
No, you didn't answer straight away. You're like a fucking dick.
Oh, yeah. Yay. So excited.
Well, it's episode 198 and it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is... Christmas markets.
Oh,
hey, let's go to the Christmas market. Yeah, that'll be nice. Yeah, is it busy? Of course, it's fucking rammed. How much are the drinks? Fortunes, absolute fortunes. And it's freezing out here, but the drinks are somehow warm. How's that possible? The beer is warm, but not as warm as your face, which is fucking melting from this heater that everyone's fighting to get under. What's that on the floor? A puddle of mulled wine vomit. Feliz Navidad! Is that what we can smell? No, that's not the smell. The smell you can smell is burnt sausages. Burnt, massive sausages that no one eats any other time of the year apart from now. You're getting yours in a bun? Doesn't matter, mate. They don't fit the fucking bun, do they? Of course they don't all these years and they haven't even managed to make a bun that fits the fuckers in it. Right, we're all done. You got your novelty soap from that stall? Excellent. Got your kilogram of gingerbread that you'll never eat? I have indeed. Got your decorations that are too late to put up now? Yes, I have. Got ketchup all over your back of people walking past? Yes, oh I have. God. Right, are we all done? We are. Well, that was that. Time to go home now, and we've got 12 months to forget how shit that was, and we'll come back next year.
Right, let's unpack this. When did you go to a Christmas market? Have you been recently?
No, but I'm just...
Did you walk past one
the other day, and I went, look at all you fucking knobs getting excited for
this shit.
Oh, I
love a Christmas market.
Oh, you don't, man. Have you not heard the sponsor?
Why do you hate everything?
Oh, I don't.
You actually do.
I hate organised stuff like that. Organised fun.
Fuck's sake, everyone.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Yeah.
The thing I hate about organised fun, right, because I love a bit of organised fun. The thing I hate is that everybody... goes at the same time.
Mm.
And that's what makes it sad. Mm-hmm. It's not the actual thing. It's the other people.
Yeah. I was saying this morning, there was an advert for Lapland this morning and it was one family on a reindeer drawn cart going to see Santa on their own. And I was like, yeah, cool. Sticking our 6,000 people on this advert and that's closer to what it's going to be like. Ridiculous.
I don't know how I feel about going to the actual Lapland.
Well, you just said it was too cold this morning.
You can't wear mascara. Yeah, your mascara literally breaks.
Yeah, so there we go. So our children will never go to Lapland because Rosie can't put a fucking mascara
on. No, I mean, I don't care about wearing mascara. I just don't know if it would be good.
I imagine it would be amazing.
About 3 hours of it would be unbelievable. You know when you meet Santa and that? Them 3 hours would be class. The rest of it? Are you just a bit cold? Is that me? I mean, maybe we need to try it. We need to try it.
Maybe.
I was desperate to go as a kid.
Yeah.
It didn't happen, obviously.
No.
You know, I actually think my mum one time told us it wasn't real.
Wow. Wow. Imagine that. Oh, look, it's all lies, man. You're not going.
But where's Don't the well-off brother, family though. In my class going? Oh, they're not going there. I think they're going, they must be going to the lakes or something. But no, mum, they're going to see Santa. No, that doesn't exist. No. Santa's real, but that place is not real.
Yeah. Listen, big shout out to Christmas markets, by the way. You know, I actually do think they're good.
Don't take it back now. You're a pillar. Stand by what you say.
I don't know. We've got the kids.
You don't like stuff like that? That's fine. But other people do, so they're not going anywhere. No. They're not going to go under because you've said you don't like them.
No, they will. All the Christmas markets will disappear because of the clout. The clout that I have on this podcast.
I love a Christmas market, me, but I think you're right in the fact that they haven't really got any more adventurous.
I don't know, like
about 10, 15 years ago, they went, oh, like this is like quite like a German thing.
German market.
And that's where the sausages came from. And then they've never really gone any further than that.
Did I mention, or have I mentioned on the podcast about the guy who had a sausage at a Christmas market and farted for 5 years?
It does ring a bell. You might have just told me that.
Well, so there you go. Look it up, everyone. Man at a Christmas market sausage. Just watch what you're doing. I don't think they're hygiene rating. Farted for 5 years. He had some kind of really bad gastro. Farted like putrid farts for 5 years. He got a few hundred grand off them, I think. But yeah.
He claimed, did he?
Yeah, he got money off them. Yeah, yeah. Or he's claiming or something.
Do they have food hygiene ratings Christmas markets? That's interesting.
Don't know.
Oh, there's a restaurant. Quite a well-known restaurant.
Hmm?
Got a flipping one.
A one.
It's devastating, isn't it?
He was.
And I'll be going back there.
That'll be all the egg people flicked off the ceiling.
Oh, divined.
Work
divined.
That out if you can.
Divined.
Code. Play the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Good day, Morrows and Morries. Welcome back to this week's podcast.
That's that, Morrows and Morries. Tomorrow and...
No, what?
Good morrow is like today.
So it's, right, I've done it.
You said good day, today's, and then you made a word up.
I wanted to do the male and female equivalent.
Of Morrows and Morries. Yes.
And then
so
I
you
shouldn't
just got
forget
morrow,
about non-binary.
But you got... Well, it doesn't matter. Right. You can't offend anyone because it was the wrong words.
Chi.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
Fucking hell.
Anyway.
Humans. Hello, humans.
Something happened this week.
Right.
I was in a taxi. So as we're recording this podcast, it is, what's the day? Monday? Is it Tuesday or Monday?
See, this is what happens when you put Strictly on a Sunday.
Oh,
night.
God, I'm no all over the place.
Ups, down,
right,
down,
it's Monday.
Up. Yeah.
Monday the 12th of December.
Yeah.
It's snowing outside.
Yes.
It's been snowing over the weekend.
Yes.
Everywhere in the UK, I think mostly everywhere has got a bit of snow. Am I right?
Sort of, and there's blokes doing work in our garden who arrived this
morning.
I can't
believe they came.
Devastated. Well, they arrived looking devastated, and I went, lads, I'm so sorry. It's like an inch of snow outside. I went, I'm so sorry you're here. And they were just like looking around going, wasn't snowing when we... Well, it's not snowing where we live. I was like, well, that makes us feel much worse.
When they came, I was like, why are you here? Anyway.
Landscaping work. Oh, God, I love them. I'm going to go and do them a coffee in a bit again.
I was in a taxi over the weekend, and I said the taxi driver, he was an arrogant pig, as you can imagine.
Okay.
I said to the taxi driver, it's going to snow next week. And he went, no, it's not.
You haven't told me this.
Yeah, no, I've saved it for now. No, honestly, you know what? You know when men are just...
Right.
Sorry, men. Not all men. I love, you know, there's lovely men who would never dream of doing this. But some men, right?
Mansplainers, yes. We've talked about them before.
So I was like, yeah, it's forecast to snow. It's going to be freezing, blah, blah. He was like, he went, no, it's not. I went, no, honestly, I was like, I think it is. He was like, no, nah. When that first snowdrop came from that sky,
wow!
I thought, fuck you.
See?
You're arrogant twat.
You are a bigger person than me because I... What company was it? Because I would have phoned the company and I would have said...
It wasn't a company. It was just... I just got in it.
I would have said, can you... Well, I would have found out. I would have literally... I'm so petty. I would have mm-hmm. found the company out. I'd have said it was a taxi from this time. I'd have said I'd left something or whatever, and they found out who it was. And mm-hmm. I went, actually, can you just tell him I told him it was going to snow? And he said it wasn't snowing, and it's snowing.
And it's snowing.
And there'd be a couple of moments of silence on the line while the lady or man went, okay, we'll pass that on.
No, pass it. No, pass it on.
And I'd walk around thinking I was fucking great for the day.
Honestly. Like, not even a, is it? What? Really? Just, no, it's not.
It's great, that.
No. You know when I was sat in the back? If it had been you, I'd have been like, you fucking what? You what? Eh? No, it's good. I was absolutely fuming.
Yeah, I'd have got a fucking mouthful off you for that. That's great.
Anyway. So fuck
you. Again, you know what? Is there a chance he was winding you up? Is there a chance that he passes his time by just shitting with people in the back?
Maybe, possibly.
I'd love that. I'd love if I was a taxi driver.
Good for him.
Just like, yeah, oh, it's going to snow next week. No, it's not.
It was just so passive.
Just knowing how much I'd riled you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Riled.
Just thought it was quite funny. So as soon as it started snowing, I was like, you tosser.
He's probably driving the streets of Newcastle now looking for you frantically. Tears rolling down his face and freezing, trying to apologise.
I doubt
How
it.
Do you feel now?
I doubt it, but I hope he's knocked the front of his car. Not hurt himself.
You hope he's had a little fender bender in the
maybe
snow.
Maybe just a little
Ooh,
one.
Oh, you petty little.
I didn't even think it was going to snow. I fucking tell you it was going to snow.
I threw my snow tyres in the bin. I literally threw them in the bin last week.
Anyway, that's nasty. But I've been on the never-ending period, so.
Oh, we know.
Stop taking me pills.
I've been living. Yeah, you stop taking your pills. So your period pills that were supposed to stop your period, should stop doing them. But I did say people are going to give you shit for this. There's probably a reason. And I found loads of articles that said you probably shouldn't take these period pills.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, but I'll just let you anyway.
Oh, fair enough.
It's just an experiment I'm doing.
anything to get out of a snip. Still hasn't had it, by the way, but that's another
busy,
story.
Busy. And basically, yeah, you there were just had horrible side effects. You had a horrible time.
No, it wasn't that bad. I just had a rehearsal with Neil for Strictly, and I was really tired. Yeah. And I was like, I should be able to. It's a minute and a half of dancing.
Yeah, they
like,
give you fatigue,
and then I Googled it, and they make you tired, like fatigue. And I thought, that's probably not the best time to take these. Yeah. So I stopped taking them, and I came on the day of the dance.
Day of Strictly came on.
The day of Strictly came on, and I've only just stopped. It's been the never ending. Me body was like, yeah, you wanna stop us, eh? Mother Nature, you wanna stop this blood flow? Then we are gonna. Fuck you up.
Thank you for tuning in for Rosie's monthly period update. Tune in next month for more period chat.
I will never stop talking about periods. So that's good. If you don't like periods, I wouldn't bother listening to this.
Or just skip this bit.
Oh, skip. Yeah, we value your listen.
Ignore her.
Ignore. That's sad that you say ignore. I just noticed that.
Ignore.
You went ignore.
Ignore her.
It's ignore.
Ignore? Did I say ignore?
You said ignore?
I've got a little bit of a cold.
Oh no. Eggnog. I feel like that's what
eggnog?
You say all the time. I've only just noticed.
Feliz Navidad.
Ick.
Eggnog.
What's your favourite Christmas song?
Feliz Navidad.
Is it?
By a mile. What's yours?
It's either You're Here Like I Said You Would Be.
Okay.
Or Mariah. Or the one off Home Alone.
No,
what's the one when they're running for the... it hasn't got a...
Run, Rudolph. Run, Rudolph.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Rudolph. Probably. I don't know.
So, coming to town.
Okay.
That's one. Just for nostalgic purposes.
Well, happy days.
Never hear
Christmas
of
film? Favourite Christmas film?
The Christmas Story.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
You've not even seen it all the way through.
I believe you had to watch it when you were younger. It's that thing, you can't watch someone else's nostalgia fresh later on in life and go, yeah, this is mint, because it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You just go, why is this fucking cack?
Miles Teller liked it.
Miles Teller did like it, but he watched it when he was a kid. That's on the one show we're talking to Miles Teller, and he said he'd like the Christmas. But do you know what I mean, though? It's the same as you tried to make Robin watch Bugsy Malone the other day, and I was like, you're wasting your time.
He liked it for like half an hour, and then...
And then it's shit, because it is shit. It is, but you're a kid and you watched it and your standards were lower. Do you know what I mean?
A lot lower.
Stick Thundercats on now. I'd fucking hate it.
I know, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I put K-Bears on for Robin when he was younger. I kind of was like, yes. Did I like this shit?
It's literally like sitting him down. It's like sitting your kid down now and go, hey, guess what we've got today? We're going to do a special thing. On the telly, you've only got 4 channels. Can't pause, can't rewind anything, and you don't know what's going to be on. Go. He's going to go, what the fuck's happening here? Mm.
Well, the CBeebies panto is coming on soon.
Love the CBeebies
panto. So that's
panto.
That's always a hit in our house.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Okay, so a little surprise for this week.
Yes.
Last week, we got you all tied up in knots asking what the names of nationalities were, whether from different countries.
Oh, yes.
I've done a little quiz for you.
Of that?
Yes.
Oh, right, okay.
I found 15 countries that I'm going to ask you. If you live in that country, what are you called? So, for example, if it was Wales, you would be?
Welsh.
If it was England, you would be?
English.
If it was Spain, you would be?
Spanish.
There we go.
So three out of three?
Yeah, but they're not the three. They're the three easy ones. Are you ready for the
main
ones?
They're just places I've been.
Yeah, that's just,
have I ever been to Wales?
Oh, well, this is exciting, isn't it?
Shit, have I? Chris?
Have I ever been to Wales?
I don't think I have. Have I ever been to Wales? Is Taunton in Wales? No.
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever been to Wales, you know.
Never been to
this
Wales.
This is tragic.
This is a TV show already.
I've been to Cardiff.
Yes, that is in Wales. I have been to Cardiff. That's very much in Wales.
I have. Thank God for that. God, I got really upset there thinking I hadn't been to Wales.
Rosie, I had my bags packed. I was about to leave you there if you'd never been to Wales, just so you know.
All right.
There's many things I'd put up with in this relationship, but one, you not visiting the beautiful country of Wales.
Where's Bristol?
Right off, mate. It's not in Wales.
Near,
stop
though.
It.
Stop close.
It. Stop. Ish. Southwest. Stop offending everyone from Wales.
Sorry. Bristol. We're coming to the Southwest for the tour next year. We didn't get there last year.
We're not doing Bristol, though. We couldn't get Bristol done.
Where are we going?
Well, we're going Bournemouth.
Is that close?
Which is quite south.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've branched it out a bit.
Yeah.
We couldn't get Bristol.
We are actually going to Wales as well.
Whereabouts?
We're doing Cardiff.
Shit, we are. Are we doing two in one night?
Two. I think we're doing two nights in Cardiff.
Right, yes. Well, brilliant.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so sorry.
They
send emails and I scan over them.
Fucking painful. I've now got to go on our website to make sure, because you've really freaked me out so much there. Your stupidity is catching. Do you know that? Honestly.
It's not stupidity, I don't think. I've just got a lot.
Hull, Bournemouth, Cardiff, London, Leeds, brilliant. Glasgow, Manchester, Nottingham, Sheffield, Birmingham, Liverpool, Newcastle. God fucking damn you.
Well, that's all I meant, though. All I meant was that we didn't get to do those places last year because nowhere was available.
Wales and Bournemouth,
Because it was just after COVID and we didn't get to do them, and everyone...
We still couldn't get Bristol, apologies, but yeah, come to Wales or come to Bournemouth.
See you there.
We go. Right, anyway.
Right, sorry, okay, right, where's the places?
Okay, yes, so 15 of them, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, just a bit of fun.
Please don't be offended.
It's just a bit of fun. Yeah, don't be offended if you're from any of these places. Yeah, probably. I picked some quite tasty ones. Right, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, number one.
Okay.
What are you called if you are from Burma?
Where's Burma?
That's not the quiz. If you're from Burma, what are you called?
Burmy.
Really close.
Burmo. Burms?
No.
Bims?
Right, this is no.
Where's Burma?
Burmese.
Oh, Burmese.
You are Burmese.
Where is Burma?
Easy but tricky. Next one.
Can you tell me where Burma is?
It's not part of the quiz.
No, but I just would like to know.
Fuck me, Google.
Oh, you don't even know where it is yourself?
I think I know where it is, but I don't want to.
Well, how the hell did you find this quiz?
Because I do. Oh, it's in Asia. Burma.
Right, okay.
Gosh. Right. God almighty. Belgium.
Oh.
If you are from Belgium, what are you?
So you're from Belgium, but you're Belgian.
Correct.
I-A-N.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay, next one's a country in Africa. If you are from Chad.
Yeah, we've got a friend called Chad.
We've got a friend called Chad. Richard, sorting to Chad.
Owns Coleman's. Right.
Owns the chip shop. If you're from Chad, what are you? This is a good one. I didn't know this one. I like this one.
Chief.
Chief. No, you're not Chief.
Right. I don't know.
Chief, what a guess. Chief. Why would you guess that?
Because they're always just sort of similar to it.
Chadian.
I've heard of that before.
Of course you have.
Chadian. I have.
If you're from Cambodia, what are you?
Cambodian.
Very good.
Thank God for that, yes.
If you're from Chile.
Chilean.
Very good. Yep. Chilean, yeah.
The miners.
Cuba. Oh, yeah, that was easy. Cuba.
Cuban.
Very good.
How about you, man?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rican.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
Very confident.
Yeah.
You enjoying this?
I am, yeah.
Denmark.
This is the one that
on a little fucking roll there, weren't you, mate?
Right, okay. You're so there's a little square footage of like a place.
Right.
In the Netherlands.
Wrong country.
What the fuck? Like Holland, Denmark, and all that.
Right, Holland is the
Dutch?
Netherlands.
This is what I got wrong.
Holland is the Netherlands, and that is Dutch. I think.
Okay. So you don't even know. But I know what this was one the question? Where are they from?
Denmark.
Denmark.
It's hard. It's hard, this one.
Deutsch?
No.
What are you called if you're from Denmark?
There's people screaming it now. Screaming it. Fuck, in parks. I'm so sorry. With their dogs.
I'm so sorry. I should know this. I don't know.
Dane.
Dane. Right, okay.
You're a Dane.
Right.
Fiji.
Fijian?
I'll give you that. Fijian.
Fijian.
Iceland.
Icelandic?
Oh, Icelander. But Icelander. Icelandic. I reckon you can have that. Icelandic, right, okay. I reckon so. Hungary.
Hungarian.
Very good.
Thank God.
Jordan.
Jordanian.
Very close. Jordanian, I'll give you that.
Right,
Kazakhstan.
You.
Oh, God, if you could see our face. If you could see our face.
So where Borat was from?
Yes. The fictional character Borat.
Kazakhstan? Kazakhstan?
Kazakh. You're a Kazakh.
Kazakh. Right.
Nepal. If you're from
Napoleon.
Nepal.
No.
Fucking hell. If you're from Nepal.
Nepalese?
Yeah!
Is that right?
I did not expect it. When you went in, when you barreled in here first with Napoleon. Right.
No.
Final one.
Yes.
Peru.
Peruvian.
Peruvian, I'll give you that.
Oh, yes.
Very, very well.
Thank
there.
You.
Very, sweating. Very well.
Absolutely sweating. No, because we've heard of all of these places, yeah, and yeah. I know all of the places. Yeah. It's just sometimes a bit confusing.
My favorite part of my week so far was when you were on that roll and I dropped Denmark on you. I wish people could see your face.
I really need to brush up on that area. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
Switzerland,
I know exactly what you mean.
Amsterdam, Holland,
fuck
all
me,
of them.
This is a mess.
Are they near each
Amsterdam's
other?
Amsterdam's in Holland.
Are they all close?
Yes.
Proximity?
Yes.
Right? So that's what upsets us.
You know what is? You get stuff wrong so much, it actually freaks us out.
But that's what upsets us, because I don't know what anyone's called from there.
Yeah, Amsterdam's the capital of the Netherlands.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what are they all called from there? Or is it a bit like, you go, right, you're British, but you're Mancunian, or you're Geordie, or you're a Scouser?
What are you talking about? So you're saying you get mixed up with Switzerland, Sweden, Netherlands, mm-hmm. Denmark, mm-hmm. all of them lot.
All of them.
Right, okay. But they're all separate countries. So Switzerland, you're Swiss. Sweden, you're Swedish. Denmark is Dane, as we've said. And the Netherlands is Holland, annoyingly. That's always annoyed,
okay.
That Netherlands, Holland, and that Amsterdam is in the Netherlands.
So there you go. That's the question that I didn't know they were separate countries.
What? All them?
All of them.
You didn't know all them four were separate countries. You thought they
were
all
the same
country. I'm not
even, honestly, So no. That's, there you go. I know now.
Wow.
Thank you.
There we go. Look at that.
How ridiculous.
Yeah.
I did not pay attention at school.
No,
at all.
No, of course you did.
I got an E for history, and I chose that as a subject. How bad is that? How did I get an E?
What did I get in geography?
I didn't take geography.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. Makes perfect sense. There we go.
As is what I got for drama.
I don't think I will.
Go on.
No, I won't tell you. No, I'm not bothered.
I got an E. Apparently, I'd have got an A star, but my coursework was shit.
Of course it was.
So my acting was great, but my coursework was dire.
Wow.
Anyway.
What if, I've always thought this, right? What if you got asked for your coursework for drama, for your drama class, and everyone's handing their coursework in, and you like came in like crying your eyes out, and you were like, you had like an urn, and you were like, this is me nana's ashes. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do the coursework because this me nana's died. And you put it down and you like started crying your eyes out. And had to like comfort you and you like fake like a panic attack and stuff. And then you stood up and went, and scene.
Mm.
And then would you still have to not hand your coursework in?
No, because we live in a stupid society where written work is still like stupidly important.
I think they'd go
B+.
Yeah, B+. Oh. Not even as much as Rosie.
Uh-huh. They go B+, and your nana's shit. On the phone, really upset.
Yeah, your nana's absolutely furious that you've used her. Go and put that urn back, wherever you got that from. What's that, soil? Terrible.
I used to say that about my granda, you know.
What?
This is just, I think death, you know, is some. It depends how you deal with it as a family. Because don't get me wrong, it's horrible when my granddad passed away. It's awful and we miss him so much, but we talk about him all the time. But I remember when, like years ago, because how long has he been passed away now? I can't remember. About 15 years or so.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was going to go do X Factor, and my nana was like, see about your grander. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, he wouldn't mind. You like, is it a stop, is it a sob story?
You were going to do X Factor.
I've done X Factor.
Have we told everyone this?
What do you mean?
You did it with the Scarlet Street, didn't you, with the band?
No, that was Britain's Got Talent.
Oh,
Talent.
Wow. You've done X Factor?
Actually wasn't that hugely long ago. I think we were together.
No.
Yeah, I didn't mention that we were
a
couple.
I wouldn't have okayed this.
No, I swear to God, I didn't mention it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't get far at all.
No?
Nah.
Wow.
Couldn't see me talent.
No.
Nah.
Was it your coursework that let you down?
I think so.
Or did they have it in Wales and you just wouldn't go?
No, because then I kicked
myself.
You didn't
turn up. I've never been there.
I kicked myself because I was like, were we married? No, we weren't married, I don't think. And I was like, I'm not mentioning Chris. I was like, I'm not going to mention Chris, nah. And I didn't get through. I was like, fuck, wish I mentioned.
Yeah. You already get told that you're on me coattails anyway. You can't be getting through the fucking X Factor.
Imagine. Would be nice, though.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef,
what's
beef,
your
beef, 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 beef. How are you then? First, go on. Go
right,
for it.
Okay, my beef with you is, so last night, you were doing the most disgusting burps I've ever heard in my entire life.
Wow.
They were coming from the pits of I don't know where.
Right.
Horrible, right? Yeah. I actually had to move away from you. It was that bad. Do you remember what you said?
What
you said? This is
well. First
us,
of all, I felt really full, even though I had nothing to eat. And I had a lot of wind, so I was just getting my burps up because obviously my biggest talent is that I can burp on command.
Your burps are horrible.
Yeah,
they're like. I was once in a hospital, right? What had happened to us? I can't remember.
Right.
And I was sat opposite an alcoholic.
Right.
And his burps were like what yours were last night.
Basically, right? What mine are is I bring air in. Right, I bring air in and then I blow a load of air out as a burp, right? Mm-hmm. The best way I can describe it is it's like rinsing a jar out.
Mm-hmm.
So if I feel like I've got like some wind inside and I'm like, this isn't coming out, a bit of trapped wind, I bring in more wind and then burp out and it sometimes carries that trapped wind out. I've just had out-of-body experience, realize I'm actually describing this to people.
It's so bad.
But it's like rinsing a jar out. So it's trying to get rid of the trapped wind. Anyway, I can't remember what I said. No, what was it?
After you'd done it all,
right.
And I said, Chris, this is really disgusting. I'm trying to watch Strictly.
Right.
You're ruining me night. You went, I'm just clearing myself out.
Yeah, that's it. See? That's exactly what I mean.
Oh. Horrible. It was horrible.
I was just clearing myself out.
I feel like I need to go back and apologise for saying opposite an alcoholic. I don't know if he was an alcoholic.
Right.
When I was in hospital, I was sat across from that bloke who just kept burping and going, I'm so sorry.
So he was in for a drink.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. I've been opposite a guy who was in for a drink. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same thing. Just constantly saying sorry. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was in the
Was it you who was in and I was there?
No, this was before I got with you. This was when I was at college.
That's
when I was
weird.
At college, I went and did some like intense interval training for boxing on the night after a heavy session and got a headache and I thought I'd burst a blood vessel in my brain, but it was just a hangover. But the headache lasted a few days and I ended up in the hospital. I had a lumbar puncture and everything where they put a needle and they take your spinal fluid out and stuff.
Wow.
It fucking hurt like shit. But yeah, again, across from us, there was a guy and all night he kept saying, I'm so ashamed, I'm so sorry, all night. Mm-hmm. And I had to go, it's fine. You're all right.
How
fucking shut up.
I don't think it was me who was in hospital. I think it was when my dad went.
Right, so you've borrowed someone else's story.
No, I was definitely there. I remember.
There's burps going on.
I remember hearing it.
My beef with you.
Oh, gosh, I haven't done yours.
So, yesterday, you were... Yesterday. So we do this thing, right? Wait,
Stop that.
We do this thing. As parents, any parents listening who've got young kids, you will understand this. You get angry at the kids, but you can't shout and scream at the kids. So let's be honest here, mainly the lady will turn and snap at the man for something that wasn't really worth getting snapped at for, but the child is pissing them off and they don't want to snap at the child because heaven forbid they'll snap at the child, so the husband will just get the brunt of it. I'm generalising, yes.
What about same-sex couples?
All right, the fucking Rosie. So, you know who these are? If you're in a same-sex couple, the Rosie of your fucking group, right? The Rosie of your relationship, right, will snap, is what I'm saying.
Right, I think genuinely think that'll actually make quite a lot of sense to people. Fair enough, yeah.
If you know our personalities, yeah. Right? Now, you... were trying to do some washing up, right? Which are very rare. And you, I'm joking, and you were, you shouted at us, really shouted at us out of nowhere, proper snap, for having the bottles too tight, the lids too tight on the water bottle.
Yes,
so I drink out of a water bottle.
I've done it as a beef before.
Yeah, so I drink out of the water bottle, the kids drink out of the water bottle, right? So you turn around and you went, you keep doing this! These water bottle lids are far too tight! I can't get them off! And I said, Rosie, you have to put them on tight because they leak otherwise. And that's true. And you looked at us, you realised you had no leg to stand under the argument. Do you remember what you said?
I don't.
You just said, oh, you really know how to put me in a bad mood.
You do. You do.
Arsehole.
They don't need to be on that tight.
They do. Well,
it's
leak.
Physically impossible to open them.
You, them Peloton bottles leak. If not, them Podium bottles, they leak.
So all that happens is there's about five bottles. You put the Ben's bottle on really tight.
Because it leaks. You seen how much he throws his fucking bottle about like an arsehole when he's got that bottle?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
Right, well.
Really upsets us.
Well, do you want water over the floor? Or do you just want... Do you know what you should do? Get some backbone in you. Eh? Get a couple of protein bars down you. Lift a couple of weights. And you build open them. You build open them bottles.
Protein bars.
Honestly.
Swear to God. They're still there. How many did you buy? You eat about three a day.
I've got a subscription.
Oh, what? Spend and save. You got a spend and save.
I've got an Amazon subscription.
Is that what they're called? Oh, God. Please stop.
Nah.
Are they not full of sugar?
Probably, but I like them better. Everyone's right. There will be people out there going, you shouldn't have them. I eat them rather than a Twix or something. Mm. So I'm getting...
Gains.
Getting gains. And you know, I honestly would have... You know when you're in a pub and you finish a Sunday dinner and I like stick toffee pudding or cheesecake, I'd be literally like... I'd literally have a protein bar.
Now, the day you ask for a protein bar... is the day I divorce you.
I'll take one with us.
So the day you take a protein bar with you and open it after Sunday lunch in a pub is the day I will pack the kids up 50-50.
No, you've said it now. You're taking the kids.
I'll leave.
You've said it.
No,
you're leaving? Yeah, so I get the house and you leave with the kid. This is fucking great. This. Right, Sunday dinner. We'll book a lunch on Sunday. Where's me protein bars?
50-50.
Nope.
Sorry,
no, you
that.
Said it. You said it now.
No, 80-20.
Nope. It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Some may call it the backbone of the podcast. Thank you so much, guys. Everyone who sends stuff in. It is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. If you want to send anything, please continue to do so because as we say every time, and I can't downplay this at all, we love it. Thank you.
Thank you. I've got more... trading card stories.
Oh, fantastic. Love it.
So many. Right. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Hope you and your family are doing well. Thank you very much. Currently listening to episode 196 and have just heard the story of the husband meeting a stranger in a car park to trade panini cards. And it reminded me of a story about my boyfriend. My boyfriend and I have been together for over 6 years and he is the biggest geek I know. A bit like you.
Love him.
Which is why I love him. That's why she loves him. See? Geeks get girls. Our friends have never understood our relationship because we have such different interests. But one thing we've always done together is played Pokemon Go.
On the phones, yeah.
People still play that?
I think so. I used to love it. I got strangely addicted to it, mate.
You
stop
did,
playing it.
Yeah.
I had to stop playing it.
Oh, God, that was ick.
Yeah.
ick. The man I just married, who I'm spending the rest of my life with, plays Pokemon Go around the streets of South Shields.
It's fucking shit on the streets of South Shields. Get yourself around London, there was loads of stuff. But when I was playing it, there was hardly anyone playing it. So there was hardly any... It was horrible. I did walk to the end of your, I walked to the end of your auntie and uncle street once to have a battle with the guy at the curry house. That was good.
Sorry, what?
Your auntie and uncle went round. Yes. I told you this. We went round. There was
no,
a gym.
No, you haven't told me this.
So there was a gym at the end of the street. Not a real life gym. It was the curry house, but it was the guy.
The Pokemon made up gym.
It was a Pokemon gym.
Awful.
And I walked down the street and had a battle with him.
And what? And so the guy who works at the curry house was also playing.
Young lad, standing outside on his phone.
So what did you do?
A little battle.
What does the battle consist of?
We just put on the phone and we just made a little Pokemon's battle, and then we walked back. It was fucking ages ago. I can barely remember, but
this
is.
Did we have Robin?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But he was pram age. He was taken out for a nap age. Mm-hmm. It was when it first came out. Mm-hmm. But I remember walking up on my phone, and I basically must have looked like I was like looking for directions, and I looked around, and the guy was like, look, and he was on his phone. I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I was like, are you on Pokemon? And he was like, yeah, it's me. So we had a little battle.
Honestly, dry. Born dry.
Nice guy. We'll keep in touch.
Jesus.
Lush cock.
Sounds like it. So, right, great. The app came out the month we met. So all of our first dates consisted of playing the game. That's, you're like the same thing.
I'm with the wrong person.
Clearly.
Oh, sorry,
I'll say
that out loud.
go give him a ring. Over the years, he started collecting, trading, and selling Pokemon cards.
Sorry, I meant... Why am I giving the guy a ring in this scenario?
I meant the guy from the curry shop.
Oh, right, sorry, I meant this woman.
Oh, you're going to get with these people who don't even know?
I'll see what level all the Pokemon are. They're too high.
He'll be better than you.
Yeah, it's any point.
I've been with him while he's gone to trade cards, but one instance in particular always makes me giggle when I think about it.
Right.
He had been messaging a guy on Facebook to meet up with and was asked to meet at his house. We didn't think anything weird of it, since he had done this multiple times. However, when we get to the neighbourhood, we see a few dozen kids in our way playing in the street.
Oh, God.
Again, this seems pretty normal, until one of the kids waves at us and we realise my boyfriend has been messaging a minor to meet up with to trade Pokemon cards.
No, that's so bad.
The kid had obviously been using a fake profile on Facebook for a local Pokemon group. Nevertheless, my boyfriend continues to get out of the car to do this exchange, and Jesus. When he gets back in, he looks mortified. He's got to be 12 years old, max, he tells me. I laugh at him as we leave the neighbourhood with a ton of kids staring and waving at us. I've also realised at this point it is the first time I've ever seen my boyfriend interact with a child. He's scared of them. My boyfriend still uses Facebook to meet up for trades, but does a much better job scoping out people's profiles. To this day, we'll never forget how uncomfortable it was seeing my 28-year-old boyfriend trade shiny cards with a 12-year-old with a Fantastic. Street full of kids watching.
Fantastic.
Desperate times. There's another one here. My dad's a secondary school teacher. He's one of those teachers that makes you do work until the last week. Very shit. I've argued with him about this many times. However, he soon becomes every student's favourite during the World Cup, as any class he's teaching, especially those he's substituting, he lets finish 15 minutes early so they can do swaps.
Wow.
He saved himself shit ton of money and trades kids better cards for earlier lunch breaks, e.g. one rare shiny, leave class 5 minutes early, works a charm, fills his sticker book up that he does with my 26-year-old brother who has a child, massive ick, and doesn't have to teach kids about chemical reactions for an extra 15 minutes.
Wow.
Father and son doing the little panini sticker.
I need to know where this school is, because I could just come in for that last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
They'll be like, all right. Trade. Yeah, we've got special guest.
He'll be getting some good trades, because all the kids will have them.
He's
well in.
Yeah, he's absolutely in. He's in the mainframe. Mm. Yeah, he's in the matrix. This is perfect. Mm. Oh, captive audience.
I know.
Oh, all the kids in the school. And they'll be like, oh, yeah, that teacher's got that one. He needs that one. Oh, yeah, go and see him. Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Nice, isn't it?
Do you reckon I'll get a job as a teacher by the next World Cup?
If you want.
Right, okay, here we go then.
Babadoo, 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 ba. You've got to search for the items inside yourself. Search for the secrets you hide. Ooh. Search for the items inside yourself. Stop wasting your doctor's time. Got a lovely little hospital story. That. I sorted it out. Since we're not allowed to play music anymore.
Yeah, that's fine. Though. You can sing that. That's all right, I think.
Hi, Ramses. I've been thinking about writing this in for yonks.
Yonks. Great use of yonks means ages in Geordie.
Yeah. My mum was an emergency nurse who worked night shifts for the NHS for over 50 years.
Ledge.
Crikey. She would regularly come home from work and tell us stories of the antics from the night before, and some were so funny that I remember them to this day and had to share. My favourite story was one where a young woman arrived in A&E in the early hours of the morning with an aerosol can lid, firmly stuck in the depths of her vagina. The story goes that in the absence of a dildo, she had grabbed the cock-sized can from under the kitchen sink as an alternative.
That's awful.
Unfortunately, as she got down to business, the lid popped off the can and firmly wedged itself in her vag, and the suction was so great that despite their best efforts, the emergency team couldn't get it out. As a last resort, before taking her into surgery, they searched the hospital and collected as many similar-sized spray cans as they could find.
No, I was going to say that as a joke.
And proceeded to try them one by one in an attempt to find one that fitted the cap.
Oh, no, that's... Oh.
A bit like the glass slipper in Cinderella.
Worst Cinderella parody ever. It's like Quentin Tarantino's done Cinderella.
Can you, do you want to guess what it was?
No, but that Rosie, I was going to say that as a joke. I was going to say, yeah. What they should have done was went and got them a, but I just, is there not going to be like, is there not going to like nip stuff inside? Could it not like nip it?
Probably, but it's better than going to surgery.
Oh my God. So
have a little guess at home. What do you think it might be?
So where was it? It was an aerosol can. It was under the kitchen sink.
Yes.
For comedy value, I think it was Mr. Muscle.
All right, okay.
Or Mr. Sheen.
Right.
Okay.
After several goes, a can of Pledge was the winner. Lid was extracted. They must have had to like pop it in angle it out.
Oh, that is fucking rancid.
What are you sticking Pledge up your badge for?
There's girth on a Pledge. Like, there's
horrible.
Serious girth.
Horrible.
So they must have had to lube for days in that hospital, because she's not going to be in the mood with that going on. You know what I mean? You're not going to dim the lights and put some candles on and put some sexy music on to get a fucking Pledge actual bottle.
Oh, Jesus.
Up. They must have had to hose her down with lube.
Just put porn on the big screen.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Oh, this is that honest. Oh, God.
Pulsating.
Oh, horrible, fucking isn't it? Hell. The lid that never left. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. We don't give many warnings before stories, but I'm going to give one now.
Really?
Because I read this and there's only certain things that make me feel ill. Right. And this made me feel a bit ill.
Okay.
So
okay.
Here's your warning, right?
Will I need the warning? Will I be upset by this?
I don't know, actually. Okay? You might be all right. It's whatever.
It's the thing that the fishbowl thing with the spit in it didn't upset me at all. I thought that was hilarious.
Don't
but
even
people
mention
were
it. That was
up
horrendous.
In arms about that.
That was horrendous. Right. Okay. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Please keep me anonymous. I was just listening to episode 189 with the story of the students drinking bin juice.
Oh, Jesus.
What is this? I literally love our job.
Yes.
Like, this is, like, go back and tell 16-year-old me that I'm going to be talking about lads drinking bin juice on a night out as my job.
Do you not think that the way sometimes that they word it, it's almost like, I refer you to your previous episode of the bin juice and the students consuming said bin juice. Oh, yeah. It's fucking great.
It made me think of a story that I think is even worse.
Oh, God.
When I was younger and dating my ex, a bunch of our friends used to hang out at our local pub. One of the group was known for doing disgusting dares. For example, he once drank beer from an ashtray with ash in it. Yeah, you know the kind.
I hate him. Yeah, I've met him.
But that's nothing compared to what he did one night. Oh, Jesus, I don't know if I can.
Again, these people, right, don't be the person who does the dares and stuff, right? Because do you know what, have you got any idea how many times I tell Robin about that poor guy who ate that slug and can't move now?
What's this?
There's a guy who ate a slug. It was a family party, and he ate a slug for a laugh. There was a slug, and he ate it, and he's like full on got like septic shock paralysis. The guy's paralyzed now.
What?
I always say, like, don't do the daft fucking thing to try and make people laugh. Like, yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah.
So anyone listening, don't be the guy.
What's a slug got in it? I think you have told me that.
It's some fucking weird. It's like it was basically like having some fucking mad poison. Like horrible story.
Jesus.
Awful.
It's just not worth it, is it?
No, it's not.
Whilst in the pub, we heard reports that someone had been sick in the men's toilet.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And had vomited up half a tomato which sat on the toilet rim.
No. 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 So like some kind of fucking bat signal so into the sky.
Some bloke's been sick, right? Yeah. And what's happened is he's sicked up half a tomato and left it
and
on the side.
And word has spread around
everyone's
the pub.
Gone, have you seen that half a tomato that bloke vomited up?
Oh, nah.
Right.
Like I was saying, like some kind of bat signal for this fucking prick.
Basically. Right. So
to the men's box! Nah.
Some of our group thought it would be funny to dare this particular friend to eat the tomato.
Get some new friends. They're not your friends, mate.
They're not your friends.
Get some new friends.
Lo and behold, after a few drinks, he made his way into the toilet.
So it was there for a while then?
Yeah,
so
of course it was. Who's moving the tomato?
So you wouldn't have pissed that off there? Oh, it's on the rim. Is it on the seat or is it on the rim?
Hang on. Toilet rim.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
It's a legend. It's the tomato of the toilet.
I wouldn't eat half a tomato that someone had walked into a toilet with. Let alone that had been sitting on a toilet rim. Let alone that had been puked out of someone's body onto a toilet rim. This is absolutely fucking rotten.
He made his way into the toilet and dangled the tomato into his mouth. He ate it like he just picked it up off a salad. The thought of this night still makes me heave to this day.
That's horrendous. It must have been warm. A lukewarm tomato.
It'd have been soft.
Oh, God.
It's not even funny, is it?
No, it's just sad. Although, do you know what? When you said there, he got up and walked to the toilet. Can you imagine the excitement on that
day?
Oh,
I mean, listen,
you imagine? He starts going, they're all, he's going to get it!
Yeah. Like, I would have loved to see that.
I had
horrified.
A mate.
It's like Jackass, though, isn't it?
I don't think I've ever told you this. I had a mate who used to drink piss on nights out.
You've never told us that.
Yeah, so he would drink.
Is he still a friend?
No.
Thank God.
He would drink a piss, but from the toilet. So if there was half a...
Shut up.
If there was a half pint glass, it was some kind of function room party. Mm. So we weren't out in pubs, it was some kind of function party. And there was a half glass on the floor at the urinals and loads of people had weed in this half glass. So it was just a mixture of strangers wee. And would dare them to drink it.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. God. Oh, my God.
Horrible.
And he drank it?
Yeah. Necked it.
Fuck.
Yeah. Awful. And it just to be like the legend of the night. Do you know what I mean? Like, he drank that.
But was
like,
it enjoyable at the time?
What do you mean?
Did he bring it out and do it in front of everyone?
Everyone went in the toilet and he did it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was like loads of in the toilet and he necked and it was like, yeah! Like,
oh, God.
Pat him on the back like he's like, you know, like he's raised money for charity.
Oh,
well done! Crazy, innit?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but yeah, he did it quite a lot. It was his thing.
Oh, imagine. Yeah. Imagine marrying him. Imagine marrying him and then finding out later. Dave, piss Dave! Dave who drinks all the piss from beside the... Congratulations.
Got two kids with him.
Oh,
sucks them nappies dry. Put them back in the cupboard.
He's not allowed to do bath time. Oh, that's horrendous. Honestly. But I know what you mean, though, because at the time, I'd have loved that. Imagine. It would have got around the full pub, man, when stuff like that used to happen.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But that tomato was worse.
I do remember being at a house party. Oh, my gosh. We were at a house party and we're having a sleepover. I must have only been about 15 or 16, right? And one of the lads ate a jar of, like, chilli stuff.
Right.
And I had to sit up with him. We had to take turns to sit up with him because he couldn't breathe. I I'm not even joking.
So
I honestly remember Ashley Little, who listens to this, she might remember this as well if she was there.
Right.
I'll get a text.
So it was a party, uh-huh, and you all dared him to eat some chilies. What was the stuff? What was the jar?
I can't remember. It was something, but it was something really spicy. Something really spicy.
And then he needed,
and he ate it, and then he literally.
He needed to be chaperoned for the rest of the night.
When it turns really bad, and you go, oh, that probably wasn't a good idea. Like, he's literally crying, and he's like, oh, the laughing stops, and he's like, wow. And I remember, I'm sure we took turns to kind of like lie awake with him.
Wow.
Because he was. Fuck it.
What a night. Imagine ringing his mom and dad.
Like,
what's the matter? Why do I need to come and get him? Is he drunk? Is he made a fool of himself? Oh, he's ate loads of chilies and we don't want to sit up with him and want to go to Kip, but he can't breathe. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris. Chris talking about the sticker on the crotch of women's underwear / swimwear reminded me of something horrifying that happened to me about 6 years ago.
Awesome.
I was in a large department store, of which has now closed down, looking for new swimwear for my upcoming holiday. I chose a lovely pink one piece and purchased it to take home.
Can we all assume that this is Debenhams?
I think it probably is. Got Debenhams. You. Rip. Rip Debenhams.
Yeah.
I loved a bit of Debenhams.
Yeah, it was a bit shit, to be fair.
No, it wasn't. It was all right.
It was a little bit shit. A little bit shit.
You don't give a shit, do you?
No. Why do I care?
Because I've got a lot of memories attached to Debenhams.
Right. What were they?
The Red Cross sale.
Brilliant.
Good times.
It was just a bit. It looked mint. You walked
through it all the time.
Like,
you had to walk through it to get to places.
Yeah, I just walked through it and I go, what? I don't know. It was just a bit.
Had nice straps. I'm just trying to.
It was like jack of all trades, master of none. It had lots of. It was the same. Everyone fucking does this. Woolworths. When Woolworths went under, everyone went, oh no, oh whoa. When was the last time you went? When was the last time you went there and spent enough money to keep that place in business?
Like
10 years ago. Woolworths. Fucking.
But Shields was pretty epic. Yeah, downstairs, yeah. The toy department downstairs.
When was the last time you went to that toy department before it shut? You were probably 20 fucking 3 when Woolworths shut.
Possibly, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. I was in my lunch hour, so didn't have time to try it on there and then. Upon trying it on that evening, I decided it just didn't suit me. I took it back to the store the next day. I joined the queue at the returns desk, and when it was my turn, I handed the assistant the costume and told him I wanted to return it as it just didn't suit me. He looked it over, and then to my absolute horror and disgust, he sniffed the sticker on the crotch area.
No!
Actually sniffed it. I didn't know where to put my face, which even though I had tried the costume on with underwear, went bright red. He must have been satisfied, as without saying anything to me, he just gave me my refund. I was so gobsmacked, I couldn't get a single word out. I can safely say I never bought a costume there again and wouldn't meet my friends in the cafe there again, as it was on the same floor as the returns desk and Mr. Sniffer Crotch Man, as he was known after that. Traumatised.
That is so bad.
That's him getting his rocks off. Looking at us square in the face, sniffing this crotch sticker. Always a job's worth.
So, well, a couple of things. One, so what if it smelled? That's what the sticker's there for.
To protect from
not damage the garment. Yeah. I know I took the piss out of it, but it does make sense. Yeah. I mean, it is manky, but my thought immediately goes to, what would have been the next step if he could have smelled a fanny on that? No rips, no tears, 2 seconds. Sorry, love, there's a distinct odour of vagina on this. I can only take the top back.
I don't, who knows?
I can give you a credit note, but I can't give you cash.
It reminded me of when me Dorothy Perkins days and River Island days, right. When people used to bring stuff back, right, mm-hmm. I swear to God. Like, don't get me wrong, sometimes people might have just had kuka near their food, like near their clothes, and you think that's just a house smell, that's fair enough.
Yeah.
I swear to God, there'd be times, right, some lasses would bring stuff back. Mm. I'd be like, you've been on a weekend away in this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You stinging have worn this. Yeah. There'd be makeup, there'd be perfume, there'd be deodorant smells.
Yeah.
I'd like sniff it, I'd take it around the back and sniff it and I'd be like, no, I'm sorry. Absolutely not.
What? Sorry, I don't know what's worse here, sniffing it in front of them or squirreling it around the back and going for a little sniff
well,
in the
I
back.
Just say I've
seen you sniff stuff. You have a night out when you sniff stuff. You fucking rent it for the week, don't you?
Well, I just say I have to talk to your manager. Oh. Mine, there was no better, right? This is one of the good things when I worked in shops.
Right.
And people would bring stuff back, right? And you knew they'd worn it. And you go to your manager, you'd be like, they fucking worn this. No, I'm sorry. No, like, no, fuck no. Absolutely not. I'm so sorry, but I think you've worn this. I haven't worn it. I'm just going to speak to my manager again. She fucking said she has worn it. She has worn it. She has worn it. Fucking stinks. Look at that. That's makeup. I'm sorry. You don't get makeup like that if you're just trying it on. If you're just trying it on, that doesn't happen. That's a night out.
Was the tag still on?
Yeah.
Leave the tags on. The night out.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was exciting though.
Wow. Huh? You're pathetic.
No.
You're pathetic.
But it was.
I remember when I worked in all sports, I couldn't be arsed. They'd be like, they've worn them trainers, you can't get back. And I'd be like, look, you've won. And they'd be like, yeah, I haven't. And I'd be like, look, I don't care, but I can't give you, like, they won't, the manager won't let us give the money back. And I would go to the manager, I would go, you're going to have to deal with this because this person's shouting at us and I don't care. It's not my
well,
money.
I'll give them the money back.
That's
why you never won the bottles of wine at the end of the month for the best customer service.
I'm joking. I didn't even get minimum wage, man. Terrible. £2.75 an hour.
I can't remember how much I got paid.
Oh, pay yourself £2.75 and then wonder why your fucking shop goes under. Crikey. Honestly,
seen you coming.
That's why I pay you just above minimum wage for this podcast.
You wish. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi both. Should probs keep me anonymous due to my partner's job?
Awesome.
I feel like this ick, it's a little bit of an ooh, ick, is dude. Quite specific to if your partner is a police officer, but here we go.
Oh.
My partner of 8 years has recently become...
Sorry, 2 seconds.
What?
I don't know if I dreamt this or I don't know if we've actually said it on here, but I got an ick the other night, just in general from people. My ick, people in the crowd at the football matches who realise they're on the big screen.
Oh, and then wave and that.
And then they look, and then they look again, and they look, and they go, and they go, and then the camera changes just as I've noticed, and I go, oh, yeah. Really,
oh, no, how would you do that?
You really embarrassed yourself.
There. I don't think that's an ick.
Oh, I do like it. There's something about it that irritates us. That's a thing. I like these icks, when we all know that they're you know, they're a bit unreasonable, but there's something about it because like, they look, and some of them, they look and they go, and they just shout down the camera, and they're like, yeah, but some of them like look at the camera, and they look at the screen, then look at the camera, and then they go to do something and it's gone. And I go,
we hardly got, you know, when the referee the other night went over to look at the screen, I got a bit of a nick then.
Yeah, when he walks over, he's seen his little box on the floor, and he walks over.
I was like, he's just stood watching it. I felt a bit sick.
Yeah, he runs over. So he's there in his ear, and the people, I think the officials are looking at it, and it's like, right, no, you're going to have to come and look at this. So he runs over to the little square on the floor that no one else is allowed in, and looks at his little telly.
Horrible.
Yeah.
My partner of 8 years has recently become a police officer, and when he told me he has to look up criminals' bum holes and underneath their foreskin... to check for drug slash weapons, etc. I was shook. I don't think I can ever look at him the same way. We have 2 kids together and we are getting married next year, but honestly think I'm going to have to call the wedding off.
I'll be honest with you. I knew the hat look of bums. I didn't know the hat look in foreskin. That's news to me.
Oh, God, yeah.
I've told the story on here. What could you possibly hide up your foreskin? Come
a bag
on.
Of coke.
What?
Easy.
What you got? How much foreskin you got? What you got? A fucking elephant's trunk?
You don't have foreskin. There's some polo neck jumpers out there, Chris, that you've never seen.
Why have you always got to shame me for not having foreskin?
Because you haven't seen man foreskin. Really? I've seen man foreskin.
Like horrible hangy foreskin.
Yeah, fully blown. Oh. Massive. Yeah, well, my ex-boyfriend was a police officer, wasn't he? And the stories were phenomenal.
God, I can't.
I've told you that key, haven't I? I've told you this, man.
What?
When... The story of when someone had stolen a key.
Right.
A man had stolen a key from somewhere.
Right.
And they were like, where's this key? And they were checking everywhere, checking underneath the balls and up the bum and that. And they were like, you need to squat. He squatted, a key fell out of his arse and he went, oh, that key. I've told you that before. I've said it on
aren't
here.
Aren't humans repulsive?
Oh.
Squat.
That
key. Where they hidden that thing? Adults. We're talking about adults here. We're not talking about children.
Grown
adults.
Grown man.
Police officers and grown adults squat until whatever it is falls out your bum. Oh, God. What a fucking dysfunctional society we are. Honestly, get the fucking meteor down now and wipe us out because we are the pits of the fucking world, aren't we? Oh, get it out. Squat. Oh, plank so it drops out your foreskin as well. Oh, God, because I feel that foot is there in that foreskin or is it empty like you're fucking like a referee trying to get the yellow ball out of a snooker pocket. Oh, God.
It's a hard job. Someone's got to do it, though.
Yeah,
big
no,
up,
like,
big
fair
up,
play.
Like...
I'm just saying as a society.
Oh, I know. It's as a society.
We have just, aren't we just a failure? If there is a God, I bet he's fucking gutted, looking down while the police wait for something to fall out of someone's bum. Come on, wait. Back to the drawing board.
Lads, we've fucked it. We've absolutely fucked this. Why have they got so many holes? There's no need for all these holes.
Well, listen, God, I'm just saying here, cards on the table. If you didn't want to hide stuff, why'd you give us so many orifices? Why did you give us so many orifices?
We should have been flat.
Smooth.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed, which is part of the Acast creator network.
Yes, thank you so much. And as always, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. And the arena, extra arena dates are on sale now for next year's arena tour. Woo-hoo. We're very excited to come out and see you all. Maybe grab one of them as a little Christmas gift and stick it in someone's little stocking.
Why
or
not?
Up their bum, or indeed down their foreskin, wherever they want it stuck. It's absolutely up to them. That is their choice.
Awesome.
As long as you've got permission. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Horrible that, like.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.